Mirage, written by Lai Reshi and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Shun Wei died more easily after exchanging his energy to cure Zhao Yunlan. His power, always limited in Haixing, was definitely compromised and he found he needed to sleep more often than he was used to. Then there was the ache, an always there ball of discomfort in the center of his chest, the light energy that would eventually poison him. He didn't have any regrets. Zhao Yunlan was worth everything. And if they didn't find all the Hallows in time, if Shun Wei ended up having to use these injuries, at least he had an alternative plan. One regret, maybe. That he had more things to hide from Zhao Yunlan. More lies. But it was better this way. His reaction that night when he'd caught Shun Wei with the knife, it would have been so much worse if he'd known the extent of what Shun Wei was doing to himself. Zhao Yunlan would worry, would feel guilty when none of it was his fault. So he couldn't know. But Shun Wei was tired. He finished his evening classes while Zhao Yunlan was still at the SID, so he went home first and sat on the sofa, giving himself just a moment to rest. Any moment now, he'd get up and start preparing the food. Roast duck for him and Zhao Yunlan, tuna snacks for Da Qing. He didn't hear the door opening, but suddenly there was a familiar voice coming from the hallway. "What, you didn't miss me?" "Always," Shun Wei thought fondly, getting on his feet to greet Zhao Yunlan. He froze. It wasn't Zhao Yunlan standing there. Or it was, but... "Because I definitely missed you, Shun Wei," Kun Lun said. He sauntered to Shun Wei, gathered him in his arms and kissed him, exactly the way Shun Wei had been dreaming of during his centuries-long wait. For a moment, Shun Wei let himself melt into him, relish the warmth of his body, the easy comfort of belonging, the breathless moment of relief when he realized that Kun Lun had made it back to him. He felt exactly as Shun Wei remembered, smelled as he remembered. His long hair was in disarray, his robes were rough to the touch, a product of pre-industrial creation. It was as if he'd never been gone. Meeting Zhao Yunlan, having him say Shun Wei's name without recognition, when he was the one to give it to him in the first place. Shun Wei wouldn't change his later moments with him for anything, but that first reunion had hurt. It hurt more when he slowly, reluctantly had to admit to himself that Zhao Yunlan would only go on to become the Kun Lun of his memories, that he'd leave him once again, and maybe he wouldn't come back. But now he was here, back like he'd promised. Shun Wei didn't sense the Hallows activating, so it meant that Zhao Yunlan, the one belonging in this time, was also still here. If the two of them met, but it was impossible that they wouldn't, with both of them in the same city at the same time. Did it mean that Zhao Yunlan had been forewarned by his own future self? That back in the past, he'd known what to do. The idea sat heavily in Shun Wei's chest. A bittersweet reunion once again, and he felt guilty for even thinking like this. But suddenly he was scared, of the timeline unraveling, of it all being a rehearsed act in the past. "I missed you so much," Shun Wei finally replied, his mind still reeling. But he had to say that much. Reassure Kun Lun, Zhao Yunlan, and not one of the past anymore, but of the future. "Really?" Kun Lun asked, and suddenly his voice was as cold as Shun Wei had only ever heard it aimed at criminals. "Because you did nothing to keep me at your side, away from the Hallows." Shun Wei staggered back, but Kun Lun was still holding him close. "It was suffocating, dark, like being buried alive," Kun Lun continued, his fingers digging bruises into Shun Wei's arms as Shun Wei just stared at him, horrified. I didn't. That's why no one was your friend, Kunlun continued. They knew they couldn't rely on you. Sun Wei couldn't move. His eyes were burning. His heart was beating wildly in his chest. Kunlun wouldn't. But he was right. Even now, other Di Xingren called him a traitor. If Kunlun had been lost in time for however long, and Sun Wei hadn't even tried to look for him, had just waited and done nothing. He let his head hang down in shame. Kunlun pushed him away. Sun Wei wasn't prepared for it. He stumbled. His back hit the wall. This wasn't what it was supposed to be like. This wasn't what Sun Wei imagined. In the selfish moments of weakness, when he'd let himself hope Jia Yunlan would come back to him after leaving him in the past. Something sharp pressed against his stomach. With a jolt, Sun Wei realized that Kunlun was holding him at sword's point. Kunlun didn't know how to use a sword. He'd used a gun. And he would never do this. Sun Wei knew as much, and still, he could never fight him. He just couldn't. The blade piercing his body was agonizing. He felt blood at the back of his throat. Breathing seemed like an impossible effort. The shock of the stab wound wasn't the new experience, but that it was Kunlun holding the blade. It wasn't. It could never be. But he looked just the same, and he knew things no one else would, and there was no dark energy around him, and Sun Wei didn't understand. His energy was a mess, unable to heal him even if he wanted it to. Distantly, muffled by his heartbeat too strong in his ears, he heard the door opening. With a great effort, he made himself look. Zhao Yunlan dropping a bag of groceries to the floor. Zhao Yunlan horrified. Zhao Yunlan. Kunlun yanked the sword out. Sun Wei fell to his knees, coughing up blood. He watched as Kunlun turned his blade on Zhao Yunlan. How Zhao Yunlan was too slow to reach for his gun now. Sun Wei couldn't fight him, but more than that, he couldn't let him hurt Zhao Yunlan. He pushed himself up. He summoned his glaive. He didn't let himself think, just thrusted it straight through Kunlun's back. Saw him fall, pale and bloody, like all of Sun Wei's nightmares brought to life. Didn't see his features morph into someone he didn't know at all, but he didn't have to. He knew it wasn't Kunlun, and yet... Sun Wei swayed on his feet, started falling again when Zhao Yunlan caught him and lowered him gently to the floor, for all that he looked terrified. Sun Wei tried to smile at him, but Zhao Yunlan only turned more frantic. Sun Wei, Xiao Wei, come on, don't do this to me. Heal yourself. Sun Wei didn't think he could. Zhao Yunlan grabbed his hands and pressed them to the wound in his stomach, against the hot blood. Sun Wei, he said, his voice breaking. You have to. Sun Wei was so very tired. The light energy inside him burned, a counterpoint to the coldness of the blood loss. Zhao Yunlan was right next to him, and Sun Wei could only see his glaive piercing Kunlun's back. It wasn't him, and Sun Wei should have known immediately, and he couldn't... Xiao Wei, Zhao Yunlan said, crying now. Sun Wei couldn't bear to see him like this. He tried to focus. His energy was still there. He hadn't used a lot. It was just so hard to get hold of it, make it do what he wanted, while still ascertaining that enough of it was keeping the light energy contained, especially now that Zhao Yunlan was right next to him. Finally, it flew from his fingers right back into his body. He shivered. Healing himself always hurt, and it was so much worse now when there was so much to heal and so little energy to spare. But Zhao Yunlan wanted him to do it, and so Sun Wei pressed on, continued until he couldn't do it anymore, until darkness crept into his vision and there was nothing else. Waking up hurt, a deep ache that came with a complete energy exhaustion. Zhao Yunlan was next to him, the warmth of his body comforting and the sound of his regular breathing calming. Sun Wei relaxed fractionally. Then he remembered. He couldn't quite suppress a full-body shiver at the memory. Next to him, Jialan lifted himself up. Sun Wei, how are you? Fine, Sun Wei said curtly, hoping his face didn't show just how much of a lie that was. Jialan was okay, and that was what counted. The blade of his glaive thrusted into Kun Lun's back, the length of it vibrating with the force of the hit. Sun Wei only just managed to turn on his side, away from the bed, and he threw up, violently sick at the memory. For a long moment, his world was just that, the taste of bile and the horror of what had happened. When he came to, Jialan was rubbing soothing circles into his back, a strong arm across Sun Wei's chest stopping him from falling down the side of the bed. Sun Wei could only collapse back against him and gulp down air for a few long moments. Sorry, he said when he thought he could speak. His voice was hoarse and his throat hurt. I'll clean up. Yeah, no, Jialan pushed him back down. I'll do it. Just wait here, okay? Sun Wei very much did not like the idea of losing sight of Jialan. I'll be right back, Jialan said. Right, he would. Sun Wei shouldn't be so needy. But then something weird registered, and he latched onto it to push away other thoughts. This is my flat, he said with surprise. Yeah, Jialan fidgeted next to him. I had to call the team to... He paused. Take care of it, he finished, quieter. Right, take care of it, of all the blood and the dead body. For a moment, Sun Wei thought he'd be sick again. He was dizzy, more out of it than he'd been in centuries. He wanted to wash his mouth. He wanted to make sure this was all real. He tried to push himself up, but Jialan could keep him down with just one hand. I can't even use the bathroom, Sun Wei asked. Only if you accept help walking there, Jialan told him. Sun Wei could walk. He was pretty sure. He wasn't physically hurt anymore, at least, so there was no reason why he couldn't. He moved to Jialan's side of the bed, but even rolling over seemed exhausting, and when he sat up he needed to lean on Jialan. After a moment, he got used to being in a vertical position again and slowly got to his feet, supported by Jialan. I'll be okay now, he said when they walked into the bathroom. Call if you need me, Jialan said and left him. Sun Wei stomped down on the urge to call him immediately. He brushed his teeth and slowly drank a glass of water. He avoided his reflection. He summoned what little of his dark energy had managed to regenerate while he was unconscious. He sent it outwards to test the edges of the world around him. It seemed real enough, but if Ye Zun... Because who else would have known about Kun Lun and not Jialan? Had sent someone to pretend to be Kun Lun. What else could he have done? Sun Wei strained his senses. It did seem real. It was real. Jialan was shaking him. Sun Wei blinked at him. He must have blacked out. He didn't remember falling, but he was curled uncomfortably on the floor and his side hurt. He tasted blood in his mouth again, forced himself to swallow it down. I'm okay, he gasped out. Once you're actually okay, Jialan said, we're going to have a long talk, and then I'm going to present you with some dictionaries and the definitions of all right, okay, and fine. Sun Wei looked away. Jialan touched his cheek gently. Can you move? Yes. That much he could do, albeit with Jialan's support again, one of his arms around Sun Wei's waist as he helped him stand. The sofa? Sun Wei asked when Jialan turned toward the bedroom. He didn't want to lie down again now. Jialan nodded and changed direction. He put Sun Wei on the sofa carefully, as if he were fragile. Sun Wei didn't like to face the fact that at the moment He rather might be. He grabbed Jylan's wrist when he started to move away.
Stay with me, he said.
I just want to grab some blankets, Jylan explained, but Shunwei didn't let him go. He wasn't cold. He only needed Jylan to be near him, a constant proof that he was alive. Jylan sat next to him, and Shunwei couldn't help the way he immediately leaned into him, like Jylan was the sun to Shunwei's earth, his pull inseparable. Jylan didn't seem to mind, though. He embraced Shunwei and held him tight.
I was so scared, he whispered against Shunwei's neck. When I saw you...
Shunwei couldn't answer.
I saw his face. I know he was a shapeshifter.
Jylan pulled Shunwei even closer to himself.
Did he catch you by surprise? Is that how he managed to hurt you?
Shunwei shuddered. He saw Kunlun's pale, bloody face again. He couldn't... Jylan was talking next to him, and Shunwei couldn't let him know the truth, couldn't let him know just what had happened. He fought to keep himself under control, but he couldn't. It hadn't been Kunlun. Shunwei should accept it and move on, but it wasn't so simple.
Shunwei, fuck, I'm sorry.
Jylan shouldn't apologize to him, not for anything. Shunwei tried to say as much, but the words wouldn't form. He was shaking all over, tears running down his face. For a moment, he had believed Kunlun had returned to him. For a moment, he had believed his accusing words. For a few seconds, he had even believed it had been Kunlun, twisted by the hallows, holding the sword against him. He should have known the truth immediately. The fact that he'd betrayed Kunlun's memory like that was almost as bad as the visceral memory of killing someone wearing his face. And now he was putting the burden of his emotions on Jylan, but he couldn't stop. And Jylan, always too good to him, stayed with him, held him close. His arms around Shunwei were the only thing that kept him together even as he fell apart. He kissed his hair and whispered soothing words that Shunwei couldn't even understand. He kept it up until Shunwei calmed down, and he still didn't let him go after. He was just there, quiet and loving and patient like Kunlun had been with him in the past. How could Shunwei ever mistake someone for him? And...
He kissed me, Shunwei blurted out.
Jylan went rigid against him.
I wish I'd killed him myself, he growled. I'm so sorry, Xiaowei.
I should have known, Shunwei whispered, mostly to himself. He should have. He'd used to know someone who could assume someone's full form and identity, down to the memories, if he'd come in touch with that person's blood. It was centuries ago, but powers carried in the bloodline sometimes. Just because he hadn't sensed dark energy, with his own in disarray, he should have expected it. He was supposed to be a warrior and a scientist, able to think logically under pressure. He should have known.
Shunwei, Jylan sounded serious. I hate that someone used me to hurt you, but it's not your fault.
Shunwei wanted to believe him so badly. He opened his mouth.
Nah, Jylan shook his head to underline his words. No arguments, Xiaowei.
Shunwei closed his mouth. In the safe enclosure of Jylan's arms, it was easy to believe him. It was easy to hope that they would be okay now. Yet Sun wouldn't try the same thing twice. He wouldn't have to, though. One day, Jylan was going to leave through a wormhole, and Shunwei didn't know if he'd ever get him back. He'd cherish every moment with him until then, but he was painfully aware there was a set ending for them. But for now, Jylan was here. He wasn't going anywhere, not yet. They had this, a stolen moment of time, an indulgence Shunwei wouldn't normally allow himself, but which seemed necessary to survive now.
leaning against Jylan's chest like he was. Shen Wei could hear his steady heartbeat. He focused on it and slowly, so very slowly, finally calmed down. The end.